Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Marie-Sophie Hingst. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we explore fascinating topics from the vast universe of Wikipedia, diving into stories that shape our world in unexpected ways. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're delving into the intriguing life of Marie-Sophie Hingst. Marie-Sophie Hingst, an individual whose name might not ring a bell for many, yet her story is a poignant tale of ambition, deception, and identity. It raises profound questions about truth and empathy in the digital age. Born in 1987 in Germany, Marie-Sophie Hingst was a historian who eventually became a figure of considerable controversy. She studied in Dublin and was seen by many as a promising academic. She gained notoriety through her engaging blog, where she shared heartfelt stories about her supposed family history, stories that were later discovered to be fabrications. Marie claimed her family had Jewish heritage and that her grandmother had been a Holocaust survivor. On her blog, she detailed haunting and moving fictional narratives about this past, stories that resonated with readers and earned her significant sympathy and support. Let's pause here for a moment. Imagine weaving a tapestry of tales so convincing that it captivates the world. What motivates someone to do so? Is it a mere desire for attention, or an unmet hunger for empathy and connection? Now, returning to Marie's narrative, her stories were so compelling that she was awarded the Golden Blogger Award in 2017, celebrated for her impactful writing. Unfortunately, the truth unraveled in 2019 when a prominent German magazine began investigating her claims. It was uncovered that her family was not Jewish, nor were they victims of the Holocaust. Marie-Sophie Hingst's story is not just about fabrications. It opens a Pandora's box of ethical considerations in the digital age. What is our responsibility as storytellers? And how do we verify truth in a time when information can be disseminated so easily, with few checks and balances? Her actions also lure us into questioning the narratives we consume and share. How does the allure of a compelling story impact our judgment? It's intriguing to consider how often we might sacrifice truth for a narrative that feels right or fits a certain expectation. Delving deeper, Marie was reportedly someone who struggled with her identity, searching for belonging. Some accounts suggest she was socially isolated and longed to connect with others, perhaps leading her to create an identity that fulfilled these desires. Sadly, the repercussions of her deception were profound. After the exposure, Marie was subjected to severe public scrutiny, facing a backlash that was both merciless and unrelenting. Tragically, she took her own life in July 2019, a reminder of the intense pressure that online notoriety and criticism can generate. In reflecting on Marie-Sophie Hingst's life, it's vital we approach her story with empathy and understanding. It's a cautionary tale, yes, but also a narrative about human frailty and the complexities of digital interaction. The question arises, how can we foster online communities that are more compassionate and discerning, capable of balancing empathy with accountability? As we wrap up this thought-provoking exploration, consider this. In our quest for connection and understanding, are we too susceptible to coloring the truth to fit our narratives? How do we uphold truth while fostering spaces where people are free to express their complex identities shaped by real or imagined histories? Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. I hope this episode encourages you to think critically yet compassionately about the stories we tell and consume. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, the truth is often more layered than it appears at first glance. Until next time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Marie-Sophie Hingst. Thanks for listening. See you next time.